Here's Terrence Edwards. James Madison needs a bucket. No field goals now for 4 minutes. Terrence got bumped in the lane. He'll float with the left hand. It's no good. Ball tipped and going to be won by Wisconsin. Some bad shots. Quick shots for JMU. Here comes Wisconsin in transition. Right side, Klesmet fakes a three on the drive to the basket. Right hand layup is going to crawl off the rim. No good. And here come the Dukes in transition. They've got numbers. Left side, Friedel for three. Left wing connects. Noah Friedel for three. A huge momentum shift from the missed layup to the three. Dukes back up by nine. 7:41 left. There's Blackwell. It gets the crowd back into it. Two screens. Has it top of the key for crowd. Going to post up Wall against Wooden. Looks for a back cut and a block shot by Friedel, but a foul going to be called on Noah, his fourth in the game. That'll send us to a timeout. A big three from Noah, but a fourth foul now called on Friedel on a back cut. With 7:29 left, but a timeout on the floor. And it is becoming intense here inside the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The winner gets a date with Duke on Sunday in the second round, and the Dukes right now 7.5 minutes away from that meeting. So they went to the monitor, and one of the shots by Klesmet, it was a three. They gave him only a two. Actually, I thought it was a three anyway, but they gave him a two. They have looked. It is a three. So it's 55-46 the score, a nine-point game, and Blackwell will get two free throws for Wisconsin. Here's a shot from Blackwell that is good. The freshman to get a good free throw shooter at 82.2%. He's now 3 out of 4 in this basketball game. So that could be a big point. It's back to an eight-point game with 7.5 to go. 55-47. Second free throw is good. So two big free throws. It's a seven-point game with 7.5 minutes. Mike Green is back out there. Friedel's on the bench with four fouls. Mike Green, Raekwon Horton, Julian Wooden, TJ Bickerstaff, and Terrence Edwards. Mike feeds it down low for Wooden. He attacks in the lane. Left of the lane. He scores on the seven-footer crowd. What an attack that time in the feed from Mike Green. Julian Wooden had no fear that time and scores on this big seven-footer. 7:07 left in regulation. Handoff for Klesmet. Guarded now by Raekwon Horton. Step back, fakes a three. Good defense from Ray. Gets all up in his business this time. They'll reverse it right side for Storr. Dribbles top of the key. Now going to find Wall on the baseline, right 10 feet out for Storr. Tries to attack. Ball knocked away and stolen by Wood. Another stolen foul going to be called on Wisconsin. Another turnover. They continue to add to their season high, and JMU continues to add to an NCAA tournament record with their 13th steal in the basketball game. And Julian Wooden has been tremendous, and he will now get a one-on-one. So 57-48, Wooden a one-on-one in this basketball game. Julian is 1 out of 2. 3 steals now for Jew. Free throw here makes it a 10-point game. And the free throw is going to roll home. It's an 11-point lead for James Madison. 16th time this season he's been in double figures. 6:43 left. The JMU crowd on their feet again. Wisconsin continues to try and make runs. The Dukes continue to thwart those runs. Left side for A.J. Storr. Can they do it for 6.5 more minutes? Storr bounce pass down low to Wall to the basket. Rejected by Edwards and now picked up by T.J. Bickerstaff. What a recovery that time from Fat. JMU right to left up 11. 6.5 to go. Mike Green right side for Ray. He attacks, now circles back and throws up top for Fat. They can take their time, 15 to shoot. Terrence Edwards. There's the Let's Go Dukes chant. Gets a ball screen. Fat right side for Wooden. Dribble handoff for Mike Green. He hesitates. 6 to shoot. Pass down low for Bickerstaff. Attacks. Got fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll get 2 free throws. Klesmet tried to wall up. Couldn't do it. Great pass down low on the pick and roll late in the clock. 6:03 left here in the second half. To the free throw line goes TJ Bickerstaff. Mike Green has been incredible with his passes here tonight. TJ's free throw is up. TJ's free throw is no good. He is 1 for 4 now at the line. 9 points, 5 rebounds, but struggling at the line, keeping Wisconsin in the game. Dukes are now 13 out of 22 at the free throw line, just 59%. Second free throw is good. It is a 12-point game. Bickerstaff, 26th time this year, he's been in double figures. 6 minutes left. Dukes by 12. Here's Hepburn. He's checked back in with his 4 fouls. Crowell looks down low for Wall. Dribble handoff for Blackwell. Going to go one-on-one, feed the post. Crowell, double team comes. They dig down. He spins, nowhere to go. Skip pass. Klesmet has it. Tries to drive on Raekwon. That was not called in the first half. It's been called different here in the second half. That was Ray got in front of him, and that's the fourth now on Raekwon. So 2 Dukes with 4 fouls. He and Noah Friedel. Going to keep Ray in the game for now, and Klesmet gets a one-on-one. This is the most turnover. They've had a 20 turnover game. The last time it happened was back in 2018. Klesman's free throw knocked in. That was at Purdue, and they are two turnovers away from getting that mark again. Klesman makes the free throw. He has been enormous here in the second half. He has all 16 points here after half. He has kept them in this game. He missed the second, though. Bickerstaff, another rebound. He continues to add to a single-season record. Klesman with 16 of their 29 second-half points. 5.5 to go, an 11-point James Madison lead. Mike Green has it straight away, top of the key. Wooden's going to set a screen to his right. Mike attacks in the corner. Ray for three. Big shot, Ray. Missed it, but he got fouled, and three free throws coming for Raekwon Horton. So Ray's going to get three at the stripe to extend the 11-point lead. A huge mistake by Wisconsin. You can't foul a jump shooter in that situation. So three free throws from Ray. He is a 69.1% free throw shooter in the game. He's 3 out of 4. Takes his time. A deep breath. One dribble. Lets the first one go and connects. Nothing but net. 61-49. James Madison back up by 12. They've been able to stave off all of these Wisconsin rallies. Second free throw also good. One more coming for Raekwon Horton. How about 7 of 7 for Ray to go along with the defense that he's played in this game? JMU Nation continues to rise behind us. Third free throw, why not? All three, money from Raekwon Horton. Terrence Edwards says, get on your feet! 5:22 left in regulation, 63-49, back to a 14-point lead. This equals the biggest of the second half. Handoff for Klesman, and Raekwon getting a call for his fifth. Again, trying to fight through the ball screen, or the dribble handoff, I should say, and that'll be the fifth on Raekwon Horton. Tell you what, he was disruptive in this game. Ray can be an X factor for this team and was tonight. Unfortunately, his night is done with 5:15 left. But the Dukes have a little cushion, up 14 with 5:15 left here in the second half. 63-49. They have now, in this stretch, again, Klesman got the lead down to 6. And then he had a missed 3 and a layup. Since that point in time, they have not made a field goal in 3 minutes and 39 seconds. This James Madison defense, this is the best defense I think they've played the entire year because of the opponent. It'll be a 1-on-1 coming for Klesman, who again has kept them in the game with 16 of their 29 second-half points. 5:15 left. The transfer from Wofford in his second year at UW. Here's the JMU chant. Klesman a 1-on-1. 1 of 2 at the foul line. Free throw is good. He'll get the bonus. That's, again, they still have not made a field goal in over 3.5 minutes. 17 points, all coming after halftime. Second free throw is also good. He, again, trying to keep them in this game. 5:10 left in regulation. Dukes by 12. Across the timeline as Mike Green comes to the near side left. Up top for TJ Bickerstaff. Right side for Friedel, who just came in for Raekwon. Looks for cutters. In the corner now for Jew. Attacks in the lane to the basket. Julian Wooden spins. Fades away. Shot by Jew is no good. Kept alive, but won by Wisconsin. Dukes retreat defensively. Here comes Hepburn across the timeline with 4:50 left in regulation. Up top for Crowell. Klesman goes backdoor, couldn't find him. Wall will catch it, reverse it right side. Hepburn off the bounce. Step back, he'll try a 3-point shot. That's good. Chucky Hepburn buries it, and it's a 9-point game. Here in this second half now, Wisconsin is 6 out of 10 from beyond the arc. They are within 9 with 4.5 to go. Mike Green, right side for Terrence Edwards. Let's see if the player of the year in the Sun Belt can come through again. Gets a ball screen to the top of the key. Looks down low. Going to find Julian in the corner. Mike Green, he'll let one fly for three. Yes, sir! Mike Green, his second three! And JMU's lead is back to 12. 4:10 left in regulation. 66-54. Here's a dribble handoff now for Crowell. Looking right side, gets it back for Klesman. JMU continues to come up with big shots. Blackwell tries a three, missed it short. Bickerstaff, the defensive rebound for the Dukes with 3:50 left. JMU starting to feel it. 66-54. Edwards across the timeline, near side left. Attacks on the baseline left. Pleasant guards him, going to back his way down. Keeps the dribble alive, backing again, backing in the lane. Terrence's shot, no good. Might have got fouled, didn't call it. He kept it the entire possession, but again, it wasted some time. 3:26 left, 66-54. Blackwell spins, out of control, fades away, missed the shot, rebounded by Bickerstaff again. That is number eight for TJ. They can waste some more time. Duke's in control right now here in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. 3:10 left. It's JMU 66, Wisconsin 54. Mike Green looking over. Gets a ball screen to the top of the key. 5 seconds. Mike dumps it down low for TJ off the backboard. Still won by Bickerstaff, and he scores off the glass. That's the way it's gone here in Brooklyn tonight for the Dukes.